is Vrindavan Madhur, or laughing, smiling is Madhur. His coming and going also Madhur. Jamuna Madhura, Bithi Madhura, Dikunja Madhura, his crooked eyes are so sweet. Who is telling? Kansa Maharaj is telling this?
No.
Agasur, Bakasur, Putanar are telling? Who? Harshal, Radhika. He is qualified to tell. Samsaki told. Now Krishna has gone from Vrindavan. And he has married so many wives. 16,108 queens and others more. We cannot count millions and billions of wives. And now again so many wants to marry him. So why you are having so love and affection for that crooked Krishna? He has no love and affection for you and Vrindavan too. So give up him forever. And you should try to forget him. Radhika is telling, O Sakhi, you are telling true. But I cannot forget him. Oh, all these Krishna are very sweet, very sweet. Same Krishna. For Kansa, for Jarasandha, for Jodhan, for Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kesi, Charun, Musti. Same Krishna. But no sweet. They think him like enemy, very cruel, very powerful like that. Very dangerous. So why this? Krishna is our goal, really. The sweetness of, to realize the sweetness of Krishna is our goal. But don't try to jump
the top of the mountain.
Begin from tree, the root of the tree. Then you can realize. You'll have to follow Adav, Saddha, Kata, Sadhu, Sankh, these. And then more. Then more, so many things. Shanti, Rabartha, Kalvattam, Virakti, Manushana. You will have to wait till. And then you can realize something. Otherwise, no. I know. And I see that in Western countries also, Eastern Australia, here and there. Oh, all the devotees, especially lady devotees, they want to enter in Ashtakaliya Leela. No? But they don't know what is this. We should be very careful. Our Goswamis has warned us not to go so much in this topic. Oh, this is our goal, really. But in a process, a real process, we will have to go. A person who has so many worldly desires and he is so much attached to worldly women, wine,
wealth,
and wealth.
Position.
How he can? He is realizing that, oh, this body is I am body. What he will think about Ashtakaliya Leela? If a man or woman is thinking about the pastimes in midnight, all gopis left their houses and met Krishna alone. And even Krishna left all the gopis and to only Radhika in Kunja, in night time. And both were playing. What they will think about this? If a male and woman meeting in night together, what is the result of their love? Can you tell? In the end, what will be? Then you will you are bound to come in lust. And thus you cannot control your mind and everything. And thus you will ruin your whole career. Understand? So we should not think. Even a young or old person is thinking, oh, Paramatmadana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rachati Nava Juno Dvandamashmi Nabinda. Both are together, Radha and Krishna. What they are doing? Together, mixing, embracing each other. What they are doing? Oh, worldly conception is bound to come. Think always, be careful that a person, a devotee, like Mahamahabhagavat, like Sukhdev Goswami, he has nothing, even not door and copying.
No loin cloth.
Huh?
No loin cloth even.
Even. He has nothing, no bhajan kuti for him. For him, any beautiful, beautiful, most beautiful lady was like a wooden tree.
Wooden puppet or Miss Universe?
Not puppet. Like wood.
Firewood.
Huh?
Firewood.
Like firewood.
Firewood. Like that. No for him, no difference between naked lady and a tree. Dry tree, wood. And he is doing pranam to that Rosh Leela and this Ashtakaliya Leela. How?
Supreme is
how?
High and supreme.
High. This thing? Though it is our goal. The goal of our life is this. Krishna, Madhur Krishna is, or to serve him like gopi, it is goal. Aradhyo Bhagavan Pratyeshatam. Tattham apinta. Ramya kachit upasana padupadupargenya. The highest love and affection and service to Krishna was like gopis. Not for all gopis. Even not for Lalita Vishakha. Not for others. For whom? Like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. Like them. They cannot enter Lalita Vishakha, where Radha and Krishna are alone. But Manjaris, without any
hesitation,
oh, they will enter. And they can
serve both.
So, I think we should be very careful. Even we should not discuss all these matters in general public. Be careful. Otherwise, especially ladies will be charmed. They will be and run after you, and your career will be lost forever. Always should try to follow 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and try to follow Rupa Raghunath, Manashikha and
Upadeshamrita
first, and then gradually try to come in the position, the stage of Rati. Then automatically all these things will come in a very pure form. So try to follow me, try to follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Guru Bhar, especially Rupa and Raghunath. Our ultimate goal, certainly this, proper
process.
Channel our process. Hello. Krishna Dvaipayan Vedavyas or Sukadeva Goswami. First he told the goal of our life. Beginning from Matsavatar, Kurmavatar, and then
Varaha,
Kurma, then Ram, Parsuram, Ram, Kalki, Bam. He has told. But he left all the Madhur Leela in 10th canto. And he told what is our aim and object. Krishna is all. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nrisingha, Vaman, everything. Balram, Kalki, Vaman. And he is playing like a robe. Same Krishna. Keshava Dhrita, Dasavi Dharu. Keshava Jai Jai. Like that. Krishna is. Certainly, Krishna is our goal. To serve Krishna like gopis is our goal. But be very careful. Otherwise, you will be in the way of Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, and Kansa. You are bound. So, we should. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he began all these things from. And then, what was the process? Oh, he has told in 11th canto. In Narad and Vasudev, now the Yoganda Sambhad and 24 gurus and all. So this is process. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in more better way, first he told our aim and object or of life, anarpit charin chirat radha ya pranayi. Radha Krishna pranayi vikrit, in 3 shlokas. He told everything. And especially in 4th chapter of Adi Leela, he has told so many things. In Raya Raman Sambhad. But what is the process? He told especially to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. We should try to follow. So be careful about this. Don't go to fire, otherwise you will be burnt. Now, why I came here? And you are very happy to see me here with my associates here. Why? So, why you called and why you are happy that I am among you? Oh, Braja Balla Prabhu should speak two words.
Gurudev knows why he has come here, and maybe we are not so clear why Gurudev has come here. Gurudev wants us to establish within our hearts the goal of our life. This is a very, very rare thing, and he wants to firmly implant this into our hearts, so that we will be equipped for now and in the future to carry on with our own search for Krishna. This search is an eternal search for Sri Krishna. And Gurudev wants to energize that and establish it deeply while he has a chance and while we have a chance. It is very, very rare to meet a Vaishnava. And it is very, very rare to actually surrender to a Vaishnava and take into our heart what he really wants us. All day I was thinking about Saranagati. And Saranagati is all in all, especially for us. If we can somehow or other surrender, to give up our mental pursuits and relying on our intellect to guide us, but to embrace the words of Sri Krishna deeply into our heart and make that the inspiration of our life, this is what Gurudev wants. So if we can surrender so many conceptions of life we have gathered, and we're relying on these conceptions, but these conceptions are failing us at every minute of our existence because our hearts are not full, our eyes are not open, and therefore we can't perceive things in reality. Gurudev has come here with his devotees to try and open our eyes and our hearts so that we can absorb ourselves. Two words?
In morning class, I told a shlok of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhayam Jityadhanish, and Bhajetatam Guru Devata. What is the meaning and purpose of this shlok? Pundarik Prabhu can explain. Come on
here. चक्षुर्निमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. Shri Gurudev has ordered me to speak about this verse which he spoke about in the morning in his darshans, and he also gave the essence of that shloka himself in the morning. Bhayam dvitiyam nimeshat syat viparyos niti. The cause of the living entity's entanglement or this material conditioning has been pointed out in this verse. And what is that? That is forgetfulness of Krishna arising because of aversion to him, and then the fear which manifests in the heart of living entity. And that fear, what it does? It creates a second nature, or dvitiya abhinivesh. Abhinivesh means absorption, but not the kind of absorption towards our goal, but absorption in something else, that which is not there. Like Gurudev was explaining in the morning about Maya. Ma, yeah. Yes and no. That which is not actually there, or perceiving something else to be different than what it is actually. So, our actual nature is simply to serve Sri Krishna, who is our origin. Just like a spark of fire is belonging to the fire flames and it wants to unite with that. Similarly, the thirst in the heart of every living entity to enjoy or to be happy can only be fulfilled by serving Sri Krishna. But forgetting that eternal nature, the living entity, being covered by the coverings of subtle body and gross body, thinks oneself to be different than what he is. And what is that different thinking? These are all different designations which we get depending on the result of our karmic activities which we perform. in whichever body we are, we identify ourselves with that body, and then in those particular surroundings and circumstances, we sometimes become happy, and then sometimes we are distressful. And this cycle goes on and on and on. So, what is the way out from this situation? The way out is, if one can come in touch with the pure sadhus, who are actually like the current of the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, which is manifested here in this material world in the form of sadhus, shastra. And upon coming in touch with the sadhus, as we heard from Shri Vrajavalla Prabhu, that it's actually, first of all, very, very rare. But even if one is fortunate, able to come in contact with such a person, then it's equally difficult to really make proper unconditional surrender to that personality, and we really be able to imbibe his innermost moods and that inspiration which he wants to give in our hearts. This shloka is particularly pointing that yes, that this is the only way out. If we can try to unconditionally imbibe that mood of surrender towards him, and try to observe his activities, and thereby learn from him externally and internally.
Who is him?
Shri Gurudev, sadhus, or the bona fide disciplic succession coming from Sri Krishna.
Guru Devatatma? Many?
The word guru here refers to Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, from whom we are trying to benefit ourselves in this spiritual knowledge. And we have to, not have to, because it's very natural. If we are able to feel that attraction towards that personality, if we are able to feel that inspiration coming from him in our hearts, very naturally and spontaneously, our heart will run towards that person and will feel tuned up with his heart and our heart, and will not feel any blockage or impediment in the flow of that love and trust towards him, which will in turn bring all that which is contained in his heart. And then that is the success or the culmination of the essence of this verse, which will bring all that knowledge which is required, complete samandhyam, and that will also further direct us towards the actual, accurate, exact process with constant inspiration, determination and tolerance. And that will bring us the goal of life, and which is to serve Sri Krishna wherever we are, in whichever condition we are.
Thank you.
What is the meaning of Guru Devatatma? Bhajet Tam Guru Devatatma.
Omajnatimirandhasya jnananjanashalakaya chakshurudhanamritam yena tasmai sri gurave. Gurave Gaurachandraya radhikaya istadalaya krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya vancha kalpaturubhashta kripa sindhubheva cha paditanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. Srila Gurudev is ordering that I will explain what is Guru Devatatma.
Bhajet tam
Guru Devatatma. So this shloka from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is explaining how the living entity, how the jiva soul, who has become entrapped within the bondage of this material world, and he has forgotten his actual identity and his actual eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. What is the process by which this reversed conception of life can again be turned back to the normal natural condition of the living being, which is to have eternal loving devotion for his eternal source of his own self, the Supreme Lord. So in this verse, it is being told that by accepting Sri Guru Dev, who is the non-different manifestation of the Supreme Lord within this world, Sakshad Hari, who is coming as an emissary of the Supreme Lord to rescue the conditioned souls. So this mercy manifestation, Krishna Kripa Sri Murti, the very personification of the mercy of Krishna, is coming to the conditioned soul to bring them back to the lotus feet of Krishna. So how should that soul receive this pure representative of Krishna? Oh, they should receive him as their most worshipable Lord, just as one would worship Sri Krishna himself. Guru Deva Tatma, Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Deva Tatma. This means that he will have one-pointed bhakti, one-pointed faith, and one-pointed devotion to the lotus feet of Guru. And if he develops this one-pointed devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, he will also consider that Sri Guru is more dear to him than his own life. Gurudeva Tatma. He must surrender his whole body, mind, words, and everything at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev with Vishramba Bhav. Vishrambena Gurur Seva. By accepting the lotus feet of Guru in this way, by serving Sri Gurudev with such open-hearted, loving devotion, Sri Krishna becomes very, very pleased. And Gurudev, by his mercy, yasya prasadam bhagavat prasado, by the mercy of Sri Guru, then Bhagavan gives his mercy. He bestows his mercy. And yasya prasadam nagati gutopi, without that mercy of the representative of the Supreme Lord, it is not actually possible to attain his lotus feet. So if Guru is not pleased, then the conditioned soul remains within this world. So tanmayayato buddha avajitam, such intelligent person in this world, fortunate soul, who has the opportunity to meet Sadguru, he accepts him in this way, worshipping his lotus feet as his dearmost friend, his dearmost Lord, his dearmost master, just like his own family member, having this kind of mood of intimacy and affection for Sri Gurudev. And by this, he becomes eligible to approach the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So very important instruction. This condition of maya that we are all absorbed in can be reversed by this process. So if one accepts Sri Guru and serves his lotus feet with one-pointed devotion and becomes actually tadatmik with him. Tadatmik means that you consider your very self to be identical with him in the sense that you have no separate interest. Your life is only for serving him, not for any other purpose. And when this comes in the life of a disciple, then he can realize the mercy of Sri Guru, and all instructions of Sri Gurudev will be manifested within his heart. So this is the instruction being given by Srimad Bhagavatam. How we can attain that highest goal of Krishna Prem, as Srila Gurudev is telling us, it is only possible through this Guru Seva. And if we do this Guru Seva with our whole life and soul, then definitely we will achieve perfection even in this very short span of human form of life.
Good explanation. Very good explanation. We should try not only to speak, we should try to be established in this truth. Siddhant Vishwam. If you are not following, you cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. Really you cannot. If a disciple always glorifying Krishna, his three pastimes, always chanting, But he has not so much faith in Guru. Sometimes he follows his orders, and sometimes not. Sometimes he follows his uncontrolled mind, but not following the process and teachings of Rupa Raghunath after Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada. And if he is not behaving his guru like what he explained, then what will be the result? He is chanting so much, 1 lakh. He is reading always past type of verse. He is also glorifying, but not following his Gurudev. Then what will be the result? You understand my question? It is clear?
Om Gata Vandhasa Gyanana Salaka Chakshurnvritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Now Srila Gurudev is raising this point. If the disciple is doing so much sadhana, but he has no nishtha in Guru, what will be the result? Huh? Zero.
He's chanting 1 lakh name, always glorifying in general public and doing so many things, worshipping Krishna, gopis and all others, but not so much strong faith in Guru. Then what will be the result?
Everywhere in Shastra it has been described, Krishna himself told, Mad bhakta ujavya dikha, the worship and service of my devotee is superior to the service of me. Krishna explained, Yeme bhakta jana partha, name bhakta chachaitana. That person who says, I am a devotee of Krishna, but he is not devoted to my devotee, then he is not my devotee at all. Krishna rejects that person. Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tata guru, tasya iti katita hyata, prakashanti mahatmana. Anyone is reading very, very carefully all Shastra, but they have no Shraddha in Guru, then the meaning, the internal meaning of what is written there in Shastra, it will never manifest in their heart. They are completely unable to touch those Shastras. Therefore, Swarup Damodara also gave the instruction, Jaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavayanastane Ekantana Saikaro Chaitanya Tarani. If you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then you must surrender yourself at the lotus feet of Bhakta Bhagavata. Nastapreshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. If you want to have all anatta destroyed, which are covering one's transcendental knowledge, then Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Eka Bhagavata Bara Bhakti Rasa Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. One type of Bhagavat is the book, and the other type of Bhagavat is the personality, Sadguru, the pure Vaishnav, who is the abode of all rasa. A dwari diya bhakti ras tahari doya tara prema hayavash. Only by the action of the book Bhagavat and the pure devotee Bhagavat, then the mellows of bhakti rasa can enter into the heart of anyone. So Krishna always gives the instruction, pratamam tu gurum pujam tatastaiva mamartanam kuravam siddhim avapnoti anyata nishvala bhavet. Krishna himself is telling, if you want to do any puja, you want to do any seva, first thing, don't serve me. First you go to your Gurudev. You serve your Gurudev, life and soul. After that you come to me. If you follow this process, then kuravam siddhim avapnoti, you'll attain perfection in your life. But hyanyata nishvalam bhavet, if you neglect to serve lotus feet of Sri Guru and come directly to me, then nishvalam bhavet, all of your endeavor will be nishval, no fruit at all. No fruit at all. Aham bhakta paradino hyashvatantarivadija sarubhi bhakta ridayo bhaktar bhakta jana priya. Krishna himself said, I am not independent. I am controlled by the love of my devotees. What to, those devotees, they have occupied my heart. What to speak of? My devotees being so dear to me. Even that person who becomes the devotee of my devotee, he becomes dear to me. So if anyone wants to approach Supreme Lord, he has to go to that person who is qualified in that way. Nikunja yuno ratikali siddhyaye jaya lidhe yukti apakshaniya tatati dakshat ativalabhasya vande gurusri charanaravindam. Krishna always feeling separation from Radhika, and Radhika is feeling separation from Krishna. So that personality who is so expert that she can bring them together to meet, then how indebted Radha and Krishna feel towards that person. So when even an ordinary conditioned soul in this world gives his life and surrenders at the lotus feet of that person who is so dear that they fulfill the innermost heart's desire of both Radha and Krishna, then automatically then that person will become dear to Radha and Krishna, and through that guru and through pure Vaishnavas, they shower their mercy on them and quickly bring them to the service of their lotus feet. Yasya prasadam bhagavat prasado yasya prasadam nagati kutopi. Those who serve guru and attain the favor of guru, they can be successful in their life. Yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. And if one does not satisfy Sri Guru, then nagati kutopi, no destination. He cannot be elevated at all. It does not matter how much sadhan he will do. 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs, 10 lakhs. Harinam, hundreds and thousands of harinam. Studying so many scriptures. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo. Namedayana bahuna sutena. Yameve se vrinute tena labhyas. Tasya yatma. Vibrinute tanum swam. Krishna is transcendental. Atasi Krishna namadi nabhavet brahmingre. No material senses can touch him. No one can understand anything about him. He is avichintya tattva, supremely inconceivable potency. But he will show himself to that person who has pleased Guru, not by that person. Nayam atma pravachane lambyo, who gives very learned discourses. Now, media, one who is very intelligent, and one who has heard so much from Vedas, they cannot be successful. Only one who has pleased Guru. Therefore, Natan Thakur gave the instruction, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kurya Aikya Ana Kurya Manya. This is the meaning. Guru Devatatma. One should make one with the heart all the words emanating from the lotus mouth of Guru. And more than this, Sri Guru Charane Rati. Having Rati, Atma Rati, spontaneous attachment of the heart for the lotus feet of Guru, Ese Uttama Gati. He'll attain his goal. But any independent aim of practice of sadhan. Guru kripa bina nahi koe sadhan bal. Without the mercy of Guru, any kind of sadhan has no strength at all. It has no power. Therefore, first anger of bhakti out of 64 angers is Guru padashraya. Then diksha guru rasevan sadhama pratisiksha sarumarga yugaman. 64 angers of bhakti, but they all begin with Guru Pad Ashray. Why? Because Sharanagati, surrender, is the doorway to bhakti. But surrender has an object. Krishna told in Gita, Sarabhadhamam parityajya mam ekam shanam braja. Oh, you who are in this world, just surrender to me. But then, upon reading the words of Krishna, the inquiry may come in our mind. Yes, Krishna, I want to surrender to you. So what should I do? What do you want? We don't know. We don't know what Krishna wants, where he is, what he's doing, or anything. So how can we surrender to Krishna? So Sharanagati surrender. This does not mean that when your machine gun runs out of bullets, that you get a white flag and you surrender. This is not surrender. What is surrender? Surrender has an object, a personality, and they have a desire. And when we make our desire one with the desire of that person, then this is surrender. It is the doorway of bhakti. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote, Atma nivedana tuva padakari hainu paramasukhi dukkha dure galo chintana rolo chalike ananda deke. O my Lord, since I surrendered my life to you, all my fears, all my worries, everything has gone very far away, and everywhere I look, I see only ananda, joyfulness. What is this? Bhakati vinoda ananda dubhya tomara sevaya taki. Saba chesta kori, tava ichamato, takyo tomargare. But you know, Thakur is saying, now I am sinking into pools of ananda, happiness. Why? I am serving you. Saba chesta kori, every one of my endeavors of body, mind and words, tava ichamato, is one with your desire. I have relinquished my individual identity. I am giving up all abhimant, false ego. I am learned. I am wealthy. I am beautiful. I have a high birth. I am this physical body. Giving up all types of abhimant. And taking out from the heart any independent desire. Sabha chasta kori, tava ichamato. Your desire has entered into my heart now. Takya toma kare. I am staying with you at all times and serving you. So this mood, what is this? This is not the highest level of bhakti. This is the doorway. Only the door. First the disciple should become malleable, soft, in the hands of his guru. Veta tvam sonya tat sarvam tattvatastad nirugrahat guru snigdasya sisyasya guru voguyam apiyuta. To whom does the guru reveal the confidential knowledge? Guru vo guhyam apiyuta. He reveals confidential transcendental knowledge. Guru yu snigdasya sisyasya. Unto that disciple who is snigda. Very affectionate, very soft. Like a blacksmith. If he will take iron, he cannot do anything with cold iron. He will put the iron in the fire and make it red hot and beat it with a hammer. When it becomes soft, he can make anything. If a piece of paper has so many writings on it, then it's useless. You cannot write anything new. Or, if clay is hard, the potter cannot make a pot. So when the clay becomes soft and malleable, then the potter can make it in any way he likes. So in the same way, if a jiva comes to Sadguru and he's doing so much sadhana bhajan, this is not sadhana bhajan, this is sadhana bhas, even not sadhana bhas. This is only one natak, like a drama, for impressing others and collecting pratishtha. So first of all, he has to become completely malleable and submissive to the will of Guru. Then Guru can shape his heart exactly how he wants it. What is that? We sing every day. Gurudev kripa karke mujhko apana lena. Oh Gurudev, you give mercy to me and accept me as your own. Shakti budihin aminati din kora more atmasat. Oh Gurudev, I have no intelligence, I have no power. Please, kora more atmasat, take me as your own. What does it mean? As Gurudev, he's serving Radha and Krishna in transcendental Vrindavan. For that disciple who is unconditionally surrendered to his guru and following his teachings, then guru can make him atmasat. Actually, guru does not want any disciples, but he accepts disciples. But his desire is that he will make one jiva become as he is. As he is relishing the eternal nectar of the service of Radha and Krishna, he wants that all jivas, they should also be just as he is, and serving in this way. Yet in this world, Sadguru, he takes the role of Acharya and accepts disciples, not because he wants disciples or followers, but out of causeless mercy, to give them an object of surrender. Because Krishna is told, Sarvadhamam Pritaja, surrender to me, but they cannot. So Gurudev, he takes the role of the transparent by medium through which the disciples can surrender themselves to the will of Krishna. When a disciple is following Sharanagati, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sparanam, Parasaranam, Atanabandhanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, nine types of bhakti. But first of all, Iti Pong Saapita Vishnu, Bhaktis Chen Navalakshana. Prahlad Maharaj said, that person is intelligent who, first of all, he offers himself. After that, he engages in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Otherwise, if he has not first offered himself to his guru, his hearing, chanting and remembering can never be included in the category of Shuddha Bhakti. He may make some little Sukriti. He may develop some Sukriti. But he also may make so many offenses. So therefore, it is imperative in the beginning to understand the meaning of Sharanagati. Six moods. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vibharjanam, rakshishatiti vishvastho, guptisvei varanam tata, atmanikshepana karpanye, sadvida, sharanagati. This is the doorway to bhakti. Accept everything which is favorable. For what? For the happiness of one's guru. Reject everything which is unfavorable. For what? For the happiness of one's guru. Accept Gurudev as one's maintainer and protector, having no fear at all. Always being very meek and humble. And Atmanikshepana, to have no independent mood or independent desire. When these six moods are steadily established in the heart, the conglomeration of these six moods in the heart of the jiva goes by the name of Shraddha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jagadama explains. Six moods of sharanagati, they should be steady in the heart. And when they're combined together, the synthesis of those six moods is called Shraddha. So bhakti begins from there, adho Shraddha, then one can associate sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya, then anatta nivritti, all unwanted desires, all material coverings and attachments and weaknesses of the atma, they go away. Nishta, ruchi, asakti. In this stage of asakti, he can start to think something of what is astakali alila. And he will realize these things in the stage of bhav, then praying will come, and he will go back home, back to Godhead.
Thank you. Very good. So, he has explained very well.
And we should try to be established in all these things. Jasya deve parabhakti, jatha deve katha guru, tasyaite bhakta hi artha. You know, Upamanyu. Guru told, oh, you are going to graze cows. But he seems very healthy and fat. Why? Do you take milk from the cows? Yes, I take. Don't take. But he did not told him that what he should take. And then next day he went again. After some time, he called Upamanyu. Upamanyu, still you are so fat. Are you drinking milk or what you are doing?
No,
Gurudev. Gurudev, I'm taking only form of the mouth of the cows, nothing else. Oh, I was told to take you. Don't take it. But even today, he did not told what to take. And he went away. And then, next day he saw that cows returned without Upamanyu. Then Gurudev thought that, where is Upamanyu? Where is Upamanyu? He went in search of Upamanyu and he saw. He was calling, Upamanyu, where you are? Where are you? And then some sound came from the bell and Upamanyu said, Gurudev, I'm here in this well. What are you doing there? Gurudev, you tell me not to take milk, not to take even form. So I was so much hungry. So I took what? A leaf of egg common. Some milk if you will. But poisonous. So I took and I became blind totally. Oh, you have followed me. And he anyhow took him out of the well and told, well, oh, everything in Veda should come in your heart. And at once, oh, all Shruti, Veda, Upanishad, all kinds of knowledge inspired in his heart. You know Arjuna, you know Sudama and Krishna, how they? So there is no chance of bhakti if we are not following this. But one thing, unfortunately, in the beginning we took initiation, Hari name and initiation by a guru which was not qualified. Not in the stage of Shabde Parecha Nishanatam Brahmanyu Pasharash. He was not established in Trots, Siddhan, Shabda means Veda, Upanishad, Shastra and all these things. also name Shabd means the Brahma. And Parecha, Pare Krishna is Pare. He had no realization of that. But he thought that I am Guru, though he was Kanishta Vikari. He has so many desires, name, fame, and or there was desire of so much wealth. But unluckily, anyone took Harinam and Diksha from him. Oh, what they told, oh, it should be applied on that Guru or not. We should obey that Guru in such a way. If there is a donkey, male donkey, and you want cow milk, can you take from that donkey a pure milk, cow milk? You know bubble tree?
Throne tree.
Can you have mango from sweet mango from that tree? Then what is our duty towards that kind of guru? Should we follow him totally like they told or what? Oh, Shyamran. Today is Guru Day. Like beginning day.
Guru Day has come.
Jnanam Jagarandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chaksavarim Nitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Gurudev has ordered me to answer his question. When speaking about Guru and all the glories of Guru and how one must surrender to the Guru, does this also apply to a Guru who is not pure? To a guru who does not have the three qualities mentioned in that verse. Tasma guru prabhadyeta jigyasu sreya uttama shabde pare chanisnatyam brahmani upasamasrayam. The guru must have three qualities. He must have heard from his bona fide guru the transcendental sound and realized it. He must be realizing whatever is in the Shastra, and he must be realizing the holy name, not chanting Namaparad or Namabhas, but Shuddhanam, which means he must be a Shuddha Bhakta. Then he must also be learned in all the Shastras. The three types of devotees, Kanistha, Madhyama, and Uttama. Even the Madhyama Adhikari is not fully fixed in all the Shastras. He knows something, but he doesn't know all the Shastras thoroughly. And therefore, he is not explained when that Guru is explained, that one must be in full knowledge of Krishna science. Say Guru Veta, say Guru Hai. That Guru who is 100% fixed in the knowledge of Shastra and can convince others, he is a bona fide Guru and he must be an Uttama Adhikari. Such a Guru is a Sadguru. Otherwise, the bound, one who is bound, cannot untie the ropes of someone else who is bound, unless he himself is unbound, unless he himself is fully realized. And not only knowing Shastra, but he must be detached from material life. He can have no anxieties and no desire for material happiness. He's called Bimala Vaishnava. Two times Gurudev has called on me to translate the song Bimala Vaishnava, and I couldn't do it. So I'm determined to do it tonight. Because Guru means only Bimala or Shuddha Vaishnava. Only by the mercy of a Shuddha Vaishnava are all these things possible. And therefore, in our prayers to Mahaprabhu and to Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us by his own prayers. Kandiya Kandiya, living in this Godruma forest, I'm simply weeping to Bhagavan, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I'm only living for this mercy from you. What mercy? Hari Hari Kabhi Mor Habe Hena Deen. O Mahaprabhu, O Krishna, please give me that mercy that I will develop Rati Upajibe, that I will develop strong love and attachment. This Rati does not mean bhav, but this Rati means beyond prem. This is the highest love and affection. Please give me that love and affection for Bimala Vaishnava. If I have love for that quality of Guru, and if Guru has any material desire, then he should be at once rejected. If he's sincere, but he's not self-realized, and then I realize later that, oh, I met a pure devotee, and this Guru who I've taken diksha from, he's not pure. He doesn't have all the qualities of Sadguru. Then I'll go to him and say, oh, I found a pure devotee. Will you bless me that I can have his association? If he says, yes, you go, and I'm following right behind you, then you can give him honor and go to that first-class guru. And if he says, no, only follow me, then he should be at once rejected. And if he's engaged in any sense gratification, Srila Jiva Goswami said, he should be at once rejected. But if Guru is that Bimala Vaishnava, then what will happen? Vasana Hoibe Chin. By having love and affection for that Shuddha Bhakta, that Bimala Vaishnava, all my material desires and all my anartas, four kinds of anartas, aparads, material attachment, attachment for that which is insignificant, my evil-mindedness, my cheating, my kutinati, everything has disappeared. How? Only by the mercy of that Bimala Vaishnava, by that Shuddha Guru, and only by having love and attachment for him. Then what will happen? Antara Bahiribe Samavyavahara. Then my inside, my internal being, will be non-different from my external behavior. I'll no longer be a hypocrite and pretend that I'm something that I'm not. Then, thinking myself very insignificant, I'll offer all respects and honors to other according to their respective positions in bhakti, which I can only know from such a Bimala Vaishnava. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed, please, O Gurudev, teach me how to respect others according to their level of bhakti, not that I give everyone the same respect, not that I treat a kanista as an uttama and an uttama as a kanista. Then, as Gurudev explained, we cannot make even one inch of advancement. If I associate with devotees who are vishayis, when Shastra explains, be free from association of vishayis, this does not only mean karmis or yogis. It also means devotees who are materialistic. Even that association I should give up and take shelter of Bimala Vaishnava. Then what will happen? I'll be able to discriminate between different levels of devotees and respect them without desiring any respect for myself. Then what will happen? I'll be able to Sri Krishna, Krishna Sankirtane, Sri Krishna Smarane. I'll be able to remember Krishna, and while chanting the holy names of Krishna, at that time, the pastimes will come in my heart just like a waterfall or just like honey poured from a jar. At that time, I'll be able to remember Krishna's pastimes. So therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us what to pray. I'm only living for that. By having love and affection for such a guru, and by rejecting the association, not only wrong association, but by having love and affection for such pure devotee, Vimala Vaishnava, I will automatically know what to give up and what to accept. I'll automatically accept the right things, and I'll automatically give up that which is bad for me, and then I'll leave this body at the time of death very happily, remembering Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes this song by saying, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hari Hari, O Bhagavan, O Krishna, I'm living only that you'll give me this mercy, that Rati Upajibi, I can have such love and affection for such a Bhimala Vaishnava.
But still, there is a consideration. What is that? You know that Uttam Adhikari, Mahabharata, and Madhyam Uttam, or Madhyam Madhyam, are also very good. So to find, to have a guru like this is very rare. In that condition, what should we do? We'll have to take any guru. If a guru is not so shabde parecha nishanatam, he is not a nishnat, he is not established in Siddhant with Upanishad Shastra, but he has so much strong faith. On whom? In Guru. Strong faith in him. And he is following. Though he is Madhyam Adhikari, not Uttam, even not Madhyam. He may be Kanishta, Madhyam, but so sincere. All the serving Gurudev, all the serving, obedient, from heart and eternally, externally and internally. Always farming, then don't reject that guru. Don't. In mainly, in a special consideration, we can give a guru. Abhishno mukho dvirnam utam hari kathamritam sharan naiva kartadam sarko sheshda. If a guru is not serving his Gurudev and he has left the process that Guru gave, not serving Gurudev. Guru is not satisfied by his behavior. In that case only we can reject that Guru. But if Guru is in Madhyam Adhikari and sincere, following the steps of Guru, very obedient. Oh, gradually he will be Uttam. So we should not reject him. But if he cannot remove or hold doubts, then what should we do? We should do pranam to him and have a permission from him. May I go to Jiva Goswami? May I go to Rupa Goswami? May I go to any high class of Vaishnava? If he can, no, you cannot go, then you should give up that. She told, you should give up. But if he orders that, oh, certainly, you should go. I may come also. And then he is really good. He will be Uttam Bhava. So don't, what?
Reject
that. Taking him permission, like Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur was disciple of
Loknath
Goswami.
But any one of them, Guru was not Madhyam Adhikari. All of them was Uttam Adhikari.
But you will have to take that the first in beginning, not Uttam Adhikari. Really they were, but what they are playing a part that we are ignorant. So we should follow. In this way you can develop your Krishna consciousness. Don't waste your time. Don't. This time, this human life is so lakdha shukra bhavita. You know this shloka? After long time, endless time, after that we have this shift. So try to follow actually all these things. And then gradually you will develop your Krishna. Go, Prema. Radha Madhava.
Thus ends the class on the 3rd of December 2002 in the evening in Mubalambar. Hare Krishna.
Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो